Chapter 5. Upstairs in my bedroom later that night, I changed into a long nightshirt. The bedroom window was open, and a soft breeze invaded the room. I stared out the open window. A broad apple tree cast its shadow over the lawn. Where the grass ended, the cornfield stretched out under the glow of the full moon. The pale moonlight made the tall stalks shimmer like gold. The stalks cast long blue shadows over the field. Across the wide field, the scarecrows poked up stiffly like dark uniformed soldiers, their coat sleeves ruffled in the light breeze. Their pale burlap faces seemed to stare back at me. I felt a cold chill run down my back. So many scarecrows, at least a dozen of them, standing in straight rows, like an army ready to march.
"The scarecrow walks at midnight."
That's what Stanley had said in that low, frightening tone I had never heard him use before. I glanced at the clock on the bed table, just past 10 o'clock. "I'll be asleep by the time they walk," I thought. A crazy thought. I sneezed. It seems I'm allergic to the farm air both day and night. I stared at the long shadows cast by the scarecrows. A gust of wind bent the stalks, making the shadows roll forward like a dark ocean wave. And then I saw the scarecrows start to twitch.
"Mark!" I screamed. "Mark! Come here!"